Welcome to Cash Call. Listen live as expert sales trainers give actionable feedback on real calls while you learn coaching tips directly from the professionals.
Cash Call, everybody. Dale Archdeek and Brian Curtis back for another week. Brian, you ready to do this today?
You know, Dale, being that this is my favorite thing to do every week, I'm absolutely ready. And not even going to do an intro on this. This is a pretty long call and there's a lot of interesting stuff in here. So I'm just going to go ahead and get it started. And
I have a really short call for today, whether we get to it or not.
Okay, perfect. You know, sometimes we work in really good coordination. Give me a heads up if you can hear my call or a thumbs up.
Hello,
Adam.
Yep.
Hey.
So here's why I wanted to start, guys. And I swear to God, our listeners are so sick of us hearing us say this. Don't ask, is this so-and-so? Is this, what are you doing? You're doing two bad things. Let me, first of all, you're creating uncertainty. I don't know about you, but when someone goes, hey, is this Brian? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know if I want to be Brian right now. I want to be somebody else, right? And what you're also saying is, hey, I'm a salesperson. Get ready to give me some objections.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. Before you move on, Brian, I don't know about you, man, but everybody, the pickup rate is really bad compared to what it used to be.
7-8%.
It's super low. The reason the pickup rate is low is because 9 times out of 10, if they're not in your phone already, it is just a solicitation. It's a spam call, right? It's a sales call. So if you're going to enter into this, use everything. If you're going to get somebody to actually take the risk of answering their phone, you better reward them by knowing who the hell they are and getting straight to the damn point. Okay. That's what they want.
Yeah. All right. Let's play a little bit more.
Me to connect with you about a property you were looking at and had some questions about, or you wanted to go check it out.
I'm going to say this too. The agent, I want you guys to listen to this. Everything is ending on an upswing. Everything sounds like a question. Even if you don't think, oh, that sounds like a question, your unconscious mind went question, 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 uncertainty, uncertainty. Guys, we want to sound strong, powerful, committed, educated, professional, fill in the blank. We don't want to sound upswing, upswing, upswing.
Right.
So tell me more about the property.
You talking about when I was looking online?
Hold on, wait. Skip back a little bit to where she asked her first two questions.
So tell me more about the property. Connect with you about a property you were looking at and had some questions about, or you wanted to go check it out. So tell me more about the property.
Pause. This is absolute chaos from a sales perspective, right? If you're trying to sound like you don't know what's going on and you are fishing around to figure out what we should talk about, then this salesperson did an excellent job. Otherwise, she needs some training around how to be really purposeful and understand the perspective of the lead, typically, right? Which is, who are you? Why are you calling me? What the hell do you want? And damn it, I shouldn't answer this phone, right? So if you can understand their perspective, you'll get to it much faster. And you will direct the way this conversation goes, because she's not directing it. She just said, hey, welcome to my diner. Let me know which of these 40 options you might be interested in or not. I don't care.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to say in sales, period, is take control of the conversation, period. I don't care if you're working with a buyer, a seller, in person, on the phone, whatever it is, the person who's asking the questions in a professional, organized manner is in charge. And right now, unfortunately, we're not in charge.
Yeah, no, she's just throwing shit at the wall. And I think it's not helpful to be throwing shit at the wall.
All right. We'll play some more for fun. By the way, I've cut this up. This call's got about 4 minutes left. It was about a 7-minute call. I chopped a bunch of stuff out of it.
You talking about when I was looking online?
Yeah. So when you go into like realtor.com and Zillow, there's a get more information button. And it looks like maybe you pushed that.
Sometimes
okay.
you don't know you're going to get an actual person.
Yeah. Well, it must have been on accident then, because I was just looking around. I don't know. I was just kind of looking at the market. I'm not interested in like any particular property, but I bought my house about 2.5 years ago. So
here's where it gets interesting.
I don't know. I like to stay informed with how the market's going. So
sure. Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely. So 2.5.
I think she's doing a good job just listening, right? Fortunately, she didn't cut him off. She let him keep going, and we're building up to where she needs to implement a question. So let's see what she did.
We're about to get it, and I'm going to point out why it's not the right question.
5 years ago, we were kind of peak kind of craziness, Wild West. So you had, you probably...
Why is she talking?
Had a real lots of competition to get your home, and
right.
That makes sense. So you're just checking out the market. I get that, kind of window shopping and seeing if there are things that are, how much similar homes have gone up in price.
Stop talking. Ask
right.
a damn question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the rates are right now?
Here we go.
Rates are in the sixes. Yeah. Would you want for me to, I'd be happy to just take a quick snapshot of your current home and tell you what I think it is valued at the market. We have a little tool called HomeBot, and it can send you a monthly update. I actually put myself on it
so pause?
I can track my own.
Okay. I'm really hoping that this causes something positive to happen in this conversation. And if it does, I think it's one of those situations. You know how you mentioned, you've always talked about this over the years, like, just because you got a good outcome doesn't mean that the way you went about it is a good way of doing it. Is she going to get rewarded with something positive for this not great way of approaching it?
So, no, not really.
Oh, okay.
Here's my point. I'm going to go back to it since we're here and you'll see why in a second. If you're going to do something for somebody, don't ask them if they want it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Dale, I've got a really cool product. Since you own a home, I set up all my clients on this cool product. It gives them this and this and this and this. I'm going to go ahead and set you up on that. Therefore, you can take a look at it. It'll probably have a bunch of good information for you. Just in the future, you know, we use it all the time. Our clients love it. I actually use it for my own personal house, even though I'm a realtor. Bam. Not would it be okay if. When you say, would it be okay if, I can say no. And I'm not saying that with what I just said, you couldn't say no to, but you actually have to say, no, please don't send me that. You actually have to say that. Most people won't say that unless they really hate what you're offering.
Right.
And,
I want to say something positive. So
please.
I appreciate that her natural setting is set to sell, right? Because he said, I bought my house a couple of years ago. She's like, how can I sell you something? Right. Like, what can I do to still be a salesperson in your life? Right. And so now she starts, he asks about the interest rates. She talks about the interest rates. Then she's like, oh, can I send you a market analysis on your home? I don't know if, you know, in her mind, she's like, I'll sell you something now or later. Great intuition.
I like that.
I'd want to work with her to be like, whoa, grasshopper, slow down. You sell by asking questions. You don't sell by talking or trying to tell them stuff, right? You have to look for an opening and then make one if there isn't one. But she's just like, ooh, opening. Where's the opening? Is there an opening here, right? So she's a little too impetuous. She's like too, you know, wants to do it too quick. Slow down a little bit.
Yeah, and I think when you get a call like that where you're kind of like, ooh, I got an inquiry, person answer the phone, ask them if they want to take a look. I've got all these things going. And then they're like, yeah, well, we weren't really looking. Then you've got to, and this is the key to being a professional salesperson right here, is you got to switch gears. And that's,
man.
You know, Dale, I didn't have the opportunity to go show you a house this afternoon or later this week. That's gone. Okay. So how else can I do this? And I agree with you. I love that the salesperson's saying, okay, right now is no. He didn't say no. He said not right now. So how do I make sure when it does become a yes, I'm the person you're talking to, is basically where she's going with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what she thinks she's looking for.
All right, let's play a little bit more of it. It's kind of interesting what he says.
own home, just kind of compare it to what I feel like I'm seeing versus what the sort of algorithm comes up with. So, if you want, I can put you on the HomeBot service.
So she asked you if you want again.
And it
Don't
just
do that.
literally tells you each month, this is what your home is valued at, and just kind of shows
Right.
you other snapshot information.
Pause. The bigger problem is literally the guy, the two things this person has been able to say is, I don't really know what you're talking about. Inquiry, right? I didn't have anything I was inquiring on. And what are the interest rates? And so she's created this whole thing outside. The guy really hasn't given us much information at all.
Well, and I might have cut this out. He said he's got a 3% interest rate on his current home. I might have cut that out. So
Got it. Okay.
he did say that. I apologize. That's probably information that I didn't realize I cut out. But yeah, he's got a currently got a 3% interest rate on his house. So he's kind of like, and this is why I wanted to play this call, because this is a call that agents are going to deal with. We're going to deal with, I got a 3% interest rate on my house. Why the heck should I buy a house? And
Right.
I'll be honest, for me, the answer is you shouldn't unless you have a need and a want that's not being met by your current house.
Yes.
Otherwise, no, you're crazy. Why would you give up a 3% interest rate for a 7% interest rate for the same house? That's dumb. I agree. So you have to have a need and a want when you've got such a current good deal. It's like I lived in a condo in Colorado, and it's still $1,300, $1,400 cheaper than the house I now own. The rent I had. I stayed in that rent for a long time because it's like, man, if I go and buy something, I'm gonna have to pay double. And you know,
Yeah.
I ended up figuring that out. So sometimes your current situation is the best situation. And so those things do happen. And I think that's one of the things we have to realize. And that's why this is not now, it's but not no.
Right. Yep.
So, and he actually says that in here later on the call that he was interested later on in the year.
No, not really. I kind of know how to evaluate the property. I just kind of look at what the surrounding
Yeah.
homes in my neighborhood are selling at, and then I just kind of take the average, and that's pretty much, you know, based on location, that's where I'm kind of valuing the
Yeah.
property at. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm kind of, you know, informed in all that. So, I mean, when I'm really just waiting on the rates to come down, because I'm at a
Okay.
3 right now. So there's no point
Layered
in,
seasons.
you know,
Okay.
until maybe like, I don't know, around the 5s, 4s, maybe somewhere in there, middle of the year. Then I'll be more
Yeah.
aggressive on that end.
Yeah. So at that point, would you
Pause.
hang on to your current?
Oh, sorry. No, she's asking a good question. Hit play.
I'm going to go back just a sec so we can roll into it.
Yeah. So at that point, would you hang on to your current home and buy a second home, or would you
Good
be
job.
looking
Great
at
question.
selling your current home and getting something that maybe meets your needs a little bit better?
Now, pause. Now, she needs to use that approach, which is let me find out about you. She needed to do it way earlier in the call, right? Instead of doing so much talking. When I was saying stop talking, I meant stop telling, ask him a question. Now she asked a really good question. Good
Great
job.
question. Yeah, and it leads somewhere. I mean, it's not perfect, but it led somewhere, right? Watch.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't know. I really
Yeah.
haven't thought about it, so.
Yeah.
Here's another opportunity to ask a question. Perfect. Out of curiosity, if you don't mind sharing with me, what is your monthly payment? What I'd like to do is give you an idea of what you could rent your house for, and as well as, you know, versus your monthly payment. That way, it'll just, you know, more information to help you make a good decision. Is that something that feels like something of value to you? Because he claims he can do comps inside of his thing, but there's no way he has access to rent rolls to do a comparative market analysis for rent. So.
Yeah. You know, I might even make the question simpler just based on the context of what the guy just said, right? So she asked a good question. He said, I don't know. And all of a sudden, he became confused. Let me just rewind it. And what I would do is I would just paraphrase what he said. And I would say, oh, okay, well, you just said that when you're waiting for the interest rates to come down, when they hit like 4 or 5%, that's when you said you would become more aggressive. What did you mean by that? I'm just going to
Sure.
turn it back on you and use your words. Explain to me what you meant, because I made assumptions and apparently it wasn't on point.
All right, there's only another 38 seconds left here, so let's play that.
That's a big question. I'm going to text you my contact info. Save me in your phone, and we'll
Wait,
just
what was
check
his
in from
question?
time to time if I see the interest.
I don't know. I really
Yeah.
haven't thought about it, so.
Yeah, that's a big question. I'm going to text you my contact info. Save me in your phone, and we'll just check in from time to time. If I see the interest rates coming down into a place that's more aggressive, I'll be sure to reach out to you and just touch base about that. And for very local, like we don't have a national footprint. And so all of our resources are funneled just right into here.
Pause.
That's super cool. I really.
She has no idea whether that's valuable to him or whether that's the opposite of what he wants.
I thought that was an interesting thing that was thrown in at the end. Basically, and I'll just close this out now. But basically, yeah, she's saying, hey, by the way, we're a local company. And I think this is coming from, and I understand where she's coming from. Like, we hear this all the time. When you're dealing with Realtor.com and Zillow and stuff, they go through a national call center before they end up talking to a local agent. And so it's important to let that person know you're local, you understand the market, you're not just some random person on the telephone. I don't think it was necessary here, and I'm not sure there was a lot of value in doing it. So
Yeah, no, I'd say that
I'd
this
say.
call didn't have the context to make that reasonable, right? And it's a gamble. She threw the dice on that. When you're a salesperson, anything that comes out of your mouth that isn't a question, normally that isn't a question, right, is you throwing the dice. Questions are super safe unless you're asking bad questions, like are you Republican or Democrat, or are you, this or that, right? So yes, of course, there are bad questions, but as long as you stay away from inflammatory questions, if you're making statements, you're rolling the dice, right? If you're trying to teach, if you're trying to lead, if you're trying to educate, if you're trying to close, if you're trying to set somebody up to get them to agree to something or disagree with something, you're always rolling the dice. If you do it in context, then it makes sense. If you do it out of context, then you are at risk of screwing up that conversation.
Yeah, you know what's interesting too. I completely agree with that, and I've said stuff. So have you. I mean, Dale and I still sell. We're just not directly
Yes.
selling to buyers and sellers. We sell to other groups of people. So,
Right.
and there's sometimes stuff came out of my mouth, and I shake my head at me. We're not alone in
Oh, yeah.
this, or you're not alone in this. But here's what I want, where I wanted her to go, and I'm not sure if we could, but I just want you guys to think about this. This is what my brain does, and I'm not saying you guys as listeners need to be like me, but you're listening because on some level you like what Dale and I have to say. Where I want to go with this is the guy says, I'm waiting for the interest rates to drop, but if he rents his house out, let's say that this person didn't own a house. Don't we believe that today is a better time to buy than when the rates drop? I believe that. I don't know if you do or not, Dale.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if we believe that, and he puts a renter in his house, he's no longer a seller. He's just a guy who happens to own a rental property now. Isn't it a better time to buy than waiting for the rates to drop to 4.5, 5%? And I
Yes.
think there was an opportunity. It's funny because we talked about how not to educate. This was an opportunity to educate. So, hey, Dale, out of curiosity, I know you bought your house back in 2021. How was that for you, by the way? Like, bring that pain back up and let them talk about, well, it was great that I got my 3% interest rate, but, okay. So why don't we play this scenario on? I'm not telling you that you should buy a house now or ever buy a house, but I feel like a lot of people are missing this opportunity to say when that interest rate drops significantly, like it did in 2021, isn't the same thing going to happen? And maybe start that conversation. And you notice I ended up with a question. Well, what do you mean by isn't that going to happen? Well, interest rates dropped about 2 points, by the way, in 2020. We were in the fives, and all of a sudden we're in the threes. And guess what? If interest rates go from the sevens to the fives, don't you think the same thing is going to happen? Well, gee, I hadn't thought
And
about
we still have short inventory, which ain't
Right.
getting fixed anytime soon. Interest
So
rate moves a
honestly,
lot faster than the inventory.
right. And honestly, as a consumer, if you educated me the way that I just theoretically educated that person, I'm appreciative of that. Now, not everybody's going to be appreciative of it, but and again, I educate through questions. It's what do you think is going to happen? Hey, what happened to you when you tried to buy that house in 2021, which obviously you were successful in? Get them to figure this stuff out. You know, I hate to say this. All the horses are in front of the trough. We got to make them drink. I know you say you can't make them drink. We got to make them drink. That's our job as salespeople, is to make them drink.
Yeah, well, really what you're doing is you have to educate sometimes, right? You do have to teach people things or give them information to consider. You're giving them other information to consider because they don't have the full picture, or they don't have the other side of the coin. So, you know, it's not making the guy buy or sell. It's really giving him more information to consider so that he can make a better decision.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of our job, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I tell people that all the time. My job is not to sell something. My job, very simply, is to educate the client, give the client options, and then let them make the decisions that's best for them and their family. I feel like if you're doing that, that is selling.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Brian, so we're at the top of the hour.
We are.
What do you want to do? Do you want me to do the peace out, or do you have like what where are we at? I know you're leading like a train, right?
I'm supposed to start a webinar right here in like 15 seconds ago. I was supposed to start a webinar.
Okay. All right. So why don't we we'll just wrap it up
Okay.
and it'll be a super short episode. All right, everybody. So Dale Arshteig and Brian Curtis, we got to end now because Brian has an overlapping appointment. He needs to go and be amazing somewhere else. So we're going to have to cut off a little bit of his amazing here today for cash call. And we'll see all of you again next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Cash Call today. If you like what you heard, come check us out at smartsalescoaching.com, and we'll be back again next week.